Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we welcome him back, the one and only. And maybe, I'll tell you, of all guys that were built for a time when barbershops were shut down, it might be this man, Barry Melrose, our guy on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. How's the mullet, Barry? Is it looking sharp during this time, or do you need a little adjustment?
No, I think everything's good. I got in to see my barber for the first time in a long time. She's so busy, I had to wait an extra 2 days to get in. It shows how bad people needed haircuts around the world, around hockey world. So, but everything's good. Hair's good. Just waiting to see what's going to happen here and, when we're going to play, if we're going to play, things like that. So, but hair-wise, everything's good. No problems.
So, Barry, when you look at this and you're trying to juggle, like, all these things and all this uncertainty, granted, it's an unprecedented time and no coach has ever had to try to deal with an interruption in their season so late in their season and attempt to restart it. What are some of the difficulties that you would see with being able to get these guys who have been off and scattered throughout the world, gathering your team back in place and then getting them ready to play hockey and playoff hockey if we think the proposal ends up going through?
Well, I was one of the coaches that coached during the long lockout where we had a long period of time without hockey games, and it didn't look like we were going to have hockey games. And so, everyone was waiting to see what was going to be done. So what I learned during that period, during that break we had because of the teams not playing, I learned that it does not take a ton of time for these athletes to get ready. I know people are saying, well, it's got to take months. It's got to take, definitely a number of weeks. But these guys are in great shape. They have been there before. They're studs, every one of them. They got their own personal trainers. They've got nutritionists. They don't need a ton of time to get ready to play. So I think that's the one thing I learned from our lockout time in the 90s, that these guys can get ready fast. They will be ready fast. They're magnificent athletes. I'll rate the hockey player as good as any athlete out there. And, when they get the go-ahead, they will be ready. They will be ready, and they'll be ready quick. So for the people that think, well, the hockey's going to be terrible and it's going to be awful, it's not going to be awful. These guys will be ready. The games will be good. Each time they play a game, it'll get better. They will learn very, very quickly. They're very, very proud. They realize if they're going to play this, they might as well be at their best. So I have no doubt that the athletes and the hockey players will be ready to play and play at a very high quality. So people think the games are going to be terrible. Don't count on it. These guys will be ready to play, and they'll be ready to play very, very well.
He's the former player, coach, and broadcaster, Barry Melrose, with us here. So, Barry, with this potential 24-team model, are you in the camp of, if this goes through and these top four get the byes in each conference and then they play off 5 through 12 and maybe they do best of fives, if this goes through, do you think we're in for a crazy upset world playoff that'll be very unpredictable? Or do you feel like that the top teams will still remain the top and that most of the favorites would come through?
Guys, Johnny Butchiegrass and myself have done the hockey, college hockey in the United States for many years. And we've seen upsets every year. We see teams that are the 16th seed get an upset. We've seen the team that is the fourth seed out of four teams coming from a small college. We see them win. So I expect upsets. I expect I expect these teams that will shock some people. It's a best of one. There's a reason, coaches don't like the best of one. It's not as controllable. A hot goaltender can spell the difference. A lot of things could happen. A hot goaltender, a power play gets hot. But we've seen this, and we've seen every year upsets. So I expect upsets. I think there will be some of these games where people are going to say, wow, I never realized that team was that good. And they got new life. They got new momentum. They were had a terrible year. And now they're looking at a chance to have a chance to play for the Stanley Cup. So I've seen it. I expect it, and I expect there will be upsets. I expect that there will be a team that comes out of nowhere, beats a team that everyone thought was unbeatable, and won a free ride to the Stanley Cup. They're going to be upsets. They're going to be teams that people aren't expecting that are going to win that will win. So I've seen too many times in college hockey where it's a best of one. Best of ones are scary, and best of ones create upsets.
We're talking to Barry Melrose here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, we're talking to a number of hockey people, Barry. Like, the position that'll be the most difficult to get prepared and to get ready again is goalie, because it's impossible to replicate, you know, the type of experiences and the skill that they need during this time. And given the fact that the goalie can be such an integral part of the team, and especially in the playoff runs, and you get a hot goalie and you can ride that guy all the way to the finals. As a coach, is there a way that you would try to prepare that guy, or how are you going to try to mitigate that, you know, those situations when that will probably be the most difficult position to prepare in such a short amount of time?
Well, we've got a great example, Jonathan Quick, with the LA Kings. There was a team that no one thought was a Stanley Cup winner at that time, a Stanley Cup contender at that time. Jonathan Quick gets hot. He just gets on fire. He comes from behind. He wins games he's not supposed to win. So the goaltending definitely is the key. And what I would do is let them see as many shots as possible during practice. There's no other way of doing it. You got to let them see rubber. You got to let them see rubber from different areas. You got to let them see rubber through traffic. Power plays will get better as the series gets going. But you're definitely right. The goaltender is going to be the key. And if one of these goaltenders get hot, and they're going to be some of the best goaltenders in the NHL, if some of these goaltenders get hot, they can win a round on their own. They can win a series on their own. They can win a game on their own. So without a doubt, the goaltending is the most important part. And all these guys are great goaltenders. So it's going to be a very interesting scenario with these guys, how they feel, how they look, are they confident, things like that. But I expect the goaltenders to be good. I expect them to be ready. I expect them to be on top of their game. And I expect goaltenders to steal some games. I expect goaltenders to be very tough to play against. I think they'll be ready. I think they're very proud. I think they know the pressure they're under. And as a coach, all I'm telling is, man, just stop the first shot. We'll be there for you from then on. Just stop the first shot. Don't let the first shot in. Make sure that you're there for that, and we'll be there for the rest. So, but it's going to be a great battle. It's going to be fun to see these goaltenders play. It's going to be fun to see these offensive players. McDavid, how is he going to look right off the bat? Defensive systems, things like that. Are you going to be able to shut these guys down for a long period of time? So, but without a doubt, goaltending. And every year we do these before the season or before the playoffs start. The goaltender is always the most important body we talk about, and it's going to be the same case here. Which guy is going to be Jonathan Quick this year? Which guy is going to be, Ben Bishop? Which guy is going to be Binnington? Which, a goaltender that no one knew anything about. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to play the way he did when they won the Stanley Cup? Those things. So it's going to be a battle. Goaltending is going to be huge. Other players will be there, the defensive systems, things like that. But goaltending is something that you can't teach, and you just got to let them see lots of rubber every day in practice, lots of rubber any chance you get. Let them see shots.
All right, we'll give you the final word in our final minute with Barry Melrose. The format itself, you good with it? Would there be any pushback from the NHLPA? Would they want to weight the system? Great for teams like Montreal and Chicago, who had next to no chance of getting in, being in. Our guys, the Jackets, would maybe be, playing the Leafs in an 8-9 series. No home ice, obviously, because there'd be no fans. I don't think you anticipate fans at all in these hub cities. But do you feel they have to weight this at all, or do you think that what you're hearing sounds good to you?
I wouldn't lie with you. I would have liked to have seen just the 16 teams. go right into a playoff, you know, and play. But, you know, there's reasons why they do this, obviously. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be something we've never seen before. I'm all for doing stuff that we've never seen before in sports. Baseball's trying the same thing. What's the NBA doing in Orlando? You know, that's going to be very interesting. I expect maybe a lot of these hockey teams and other sporting teams will use each other. They'll try and learn from each other. You know, how to, you know, what to practice, how much do we practice, how much do they need rest, things like that. But, you know, we've got best of 24. There will be upsets that will be interesting to watch. But in the perfect world, I would like to have just seen the 16 teams that looked like they were going to be in the playoffs. I'd like to have seen them just start and play for the Stanley Cup. I'd like to see them just start as soon as they're ready and let's get going. But that's not going to happen. And we're going to see some play-in games. We're going to see some different formats. We're going to see some, you know, not as many, you know, some games that we weren't counting on, things like that. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a very entertaining series of games. There's no doubt about that.
You know you've made it big when you get to play yourself in a movie and you're not even an actor. So Barry Melrose, Mystery Alaska, Spin City, you're the man. Thanks for jumping on with us. I hope you stay well, and we look forward to reaching out to you when they drop the puck.
What's good, too, is Columbus is healthy. Columbus hasn't been healthy for a lot of years in playoff time, so we're going to get to see Columbus as a healthy team, which we haven't seen in a while. So that'll be a very interesting scenario also.
Oh, we have Torts on every week, man, and Seth Jones coming back and Bjorkstrand. Usually we're going to talk about two guys coming back. Oliver was on fire, and Seth, of course, is the all-everything guy, and he was scoring on one leg there at the end. You get him back, you get a healthy Cam Atkinson. You know, his toughest decision will be deciding whether to go with Elvis or Korpisalo in the net to start this thing. So
I know. It's great. We haven't seen these teams healthy. We haven't seen them playing at a full pace. We haven't seen them as a unit. So I think that's one of the things that is going to be very interesting is all the guys that get hurt and we don't get to see them come playoff time, they're all going to be ready for that first round of the playoffs. So that's going to be a very interesting scenario, too, how all these guys that are hurt, how they play, and if they're ready to get going here. So there's going to be a lot of emotion being played, guys. A lot of guys didn't think they had a chance of playing for the Stanley Cup. Now they do. That's going to be a lot of fire.
No doubt. Thanks a lot, Barry. You're the best, man. We'll reach out again soon. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Take care.